We can't have a situation where things like state land is in the hands of a few, you know, few privileged persons, especially those who labor 20, 20, 25 years. It should be something to look forward to that, okay, after you've worked for 10 years, you're entitled to a plot somewhere. Fine, you pay for it, it's taken from your salary. We need to do these things. There's also something that is very, very important. Why is the governor is thinking of this? And it's not to do a blanket increase. The major problem we have in Nigeria today, as far as wages go, is that the gap in between is far too wide. The gap in between is far too wide, meaning that political appointees, right from the governor down, the pension, for example, for governors after just 4 years, we've dealt with that before, you know, is outrageous. So there's a need to narrow down. I understand that the governor says that, okay, they're going to buy 100 official vehicles for directors in the ministry and so on and so forth. Good enough. But even the average teacher who is a graduate and on level 8 should have access to a facility to buy a vehicle. I mean, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. As important as political appointments are, you know, those who slug it out are. And it is important for our politicians to know that not one penny drops, not one kobo drops from the Lagos State Treasury that these civil servants don't know about, you know. And therefore, of course, one of the things that would boost morale is for them to see the gap closing. I mean, I would be glad if what you give to a judge is something that you would also give to maybe the head of Lasuth. Professor, you know, professors in Lasuth and so on, if you'd make it pari passu. If you're giving a magistrate a nice small Japanese car to run around with, a lecturer in Lasuth also needs that. A teacher, a vice principal, a head of department in the schools. You know, we must narrow that gap, Excellency. We have to narrow that gap. That is where the problem lies, because if in increasing the civil servants, you increase that of our political appointees, inflation is going to catch up with these people in less than 3 months. One of the things that Marwa had at the back of his mind, I'm sorry I'm bringing his name up again, for he's my latest idol, is that he, if I remember very well, he tinkered with the salaries, but he put in more, what do you call it now?
What's that?
No, you said more.
Apart from salaries, what do you get again?
Allowances?
Not allowances, not cash.
Okay. What's that? Reward? No, you said no cash.
Get out of here. For example, Mara had what he called teacher's boss.
Oh, okay. Yes. Benefits. Okay.
More benefits. Okay. I'm due for a break. Anyway, I'm off next week. So, thank you, Cherif. He had more benefits and things that are not cash based, because inflation, once landlords, for example, hear that salaries are going up, whoops, up it goes, rent and so on and so forth. Mm. But it's good. We know the timing is political, yes, but it's better than if it never took place. And like I said, I congratulate the citizens of our state who, whether you like it or not, are the ones holding this state down. You know, they are the ones who do the nitty-gritty. Forget the rhetoric of the politicians and all the agendas and things like that. The guys who slug it out are those guys in the ministries. And we must learn to honor them. I would like, for example, on the day anybody is retiring, there's a small send-off for him, and his full check is handed over to him right there, or he gets an alert. Whilst they're reading a speech, he has bagam, and all his benefits are paid to him. These are the little things we need to do to encourage the civil service. And talking of government, the Commissioner of Police, good morning, sir. With due respect, your guys are creating a nuisance at Ijora Olokwa. Is that Ijora Olokwa? Is that turning? You know that the Eco Bridge is closed. Mm-hmm. Eco Bridge is closed just by the turning by the police by auto. That when you come down
the ramp
from Ido, why would you put a checkpoint there? And all they do is check. I thought we were no longer checking particulars. Every morning they're there. What we heard in town is that they say some of the allowances have not been paid. can they at the very least shift there? Because in now they, you now have traffic backing all the way up to the railway side, you know. So we'd like the Commissioner of Police to please note that. You know, it was brought to my attention and I saw it, and I felt that the least we could do is let, and I'm sure it is an illegal checkpoint the way it is constructed.
I was going to say that. What if it's a legal checkpoint?
It is.
What if it's a legal?
Even if it's illegal, I'm glad you said what if. So you already know that it's illegal.
I'm only asking a question.
No, even if it is, you that is not a place to put a checkpoint.
Yeah.
And let's be honest with ourselves. On a working day, you are going to work or you have an appointment. Mm. I don't think it's right that the policeman should stop you and start asking for your driving license without good reason. You know, there are about 5-6 of them there, and you can see Roger is going on. Mm. I saw one yesterday. I don't know if my camera captured it. You know, even if it's the ending, you don't put it by a corner piece. That's not right. Mm. You know, so that is that. So congratulations, our civil servants. We thank you for your service to the state.
I mean, I love the gesture. I don't care about the timing. But what I do care about is the much talked about corruption in the civil service. Whether increasing their pay or the benefits, incentives would stop corruption in civil service.
Well, we need to be adults in the room when we talk about corruption. There is what I call the theory of beg, borrow, or steal. Hmm. If a man has a compulsory obligation, a statutory obligation to meet, he's going to be looking for, he's going to either beg, or he's going to borrow, or he's going to steal, as civil servants are underpaid, period. They are down the line, they are underpaid. People will come up with theory, it's no excuse, it's not, look, no matter, they're underpaid, and they're not particularly encouraged. You see, because here you are underpaid, and you can see the politician across the road. And see what is happening to him. So you are not motivated. Here you are underpaid. With the little that you get, by the time you finish your emoluments, your gratuity is not ready, and so on and so forth. Mm. You hardly get, you see pensioners coming to beg for money. Mm. It happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you are the pensioner, I was the pensioner that gave
of course, I can have a backup pensioner. It's not possible.
I tell you this. Let me let you into a secret. What has been a secret that people don't know. I left employment very early. And I'm not trying to... It wasn't even as bad as this then. I knew that I couldn't survive on I was working in the multinational.
Yeah.
And I just knew that I couldn't survive on this salary. Talk less of when it's pension time. Thank God. So I quickly ran into self-employment. I remember when I was doing the interview for my job, and they said, I remember them saying, no, we're going to do this. And I said, I'm going to go to self-employment at 40. And that's what I did. And I think that's why I'm still standing here today. There's very little to encourage people in that area.
Yeah.
You know, I, to be honest with you, it's corrupt practices that make some of them come to work. Hmm. Some of them, there's some civil servants who are paid. Hmm. Their payment cannot even cover their transport costs.
True. No doubt.
If you have a civil servant who is working in local government behind us here, and he lives in Ogun State, do you understand?
Yeah.
Imagine the cost of some of them sleeping in their cars. Mm. So the truth is that they are not well motivated and they are not well paid, and therefore you cannot bring up corruption under that circumstance. You can't.
Someone is arguing with you here. Joshua said, are we making excuses for corruption now?
It's not excuses. We're being realistic. There is a theory of beg, borrow, or steal. The civil servant has to rent a house. The civil servant has to move around. He will have a wife, minimum 2 children. Do you think a permanent secretary can send 2 children to a private school or a private university on a salary in this town? He cannot. Whereas in the past, it wasn't like that. In the past, it wasn't like that. It wasn't anywhere near that. Even if you were people on level 2, level 3, were sending the children to schools and to the university. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the state at that time, like to send your child to university in my own time, was next to nothing.
Hmm.
Because the bagger would get bursary, He will get it, will get students loan and not tell them at home. Mm. You understand? I mean, there was a lot of cushion.
Yeah.
You could go to General Hospital. I remember many times when I run away from school and I don't want to leave. Myself and even Kuyoro, all of us, OJ, when we want to run from school, we just go to General Hospital. We will feel headaches and so on and so forth. And we'll be...
people were crazy in your day.
Oh, Jay, para all of us. there was a cushion. There was, you understand.
Mm.
But look, you need to be close to some of these civil servants, and you get a sense. And it's not just Lagos State.
Mm.
In fact, the Lagos State ones are far better than federal. Far better than federal, because the Lagos State one, they are close to the accountant. Maybe your leave bonus, you can keep harassing him. Then you have to drop.
Hmm.
So it's a mess. We will not tackle corruption. There are two kinds of corruption that we have. There's the corruption of those who are, if only Mama could see me now, they want to become billionaires overnight. There are some who just do it for survival. Get close to a school teacher and ask them what they survive on. It's not their salaries. The biology teacher will forever be buying rats for the lab. And the principal has to make it available. You know, it's that kind of thing to help themselves. They have cooperative, they have this and that. They tell the children, all of you who don't have pencils, show up. They will sell pencils, sell this, sell that. It never happened in our own time. What does that do? It erodes discipline.
Yeah, yeah. King Folorunsho says that it takes the retired civil servants in Lagos 3 years to get their gratuity. That's what he said. Junior also said that same to police officers, he has to beg, borrow, or steal. He's attesting to the fact
The word in town is that maybe their salaries are late or whatever, and that's why you see a rush of all kinds of checkpoints. Some of them would actually stop you and just beg you. Well, guys, no, we know how you be senior man, just your boys are here.
Yeah, I've experienced, yes.
But we've had this for close to 15, 20 years. When are we going to get out of this?
Mm.
Very soon they'll be pointing guns at people. Come on, drop. If you don't drop, you know they come out here.
Mm. That takes me to that movie again that I saw on Netflix, Collision Course.
I should go and look for it.
Mm. It's a Nigerian movie about, you know, police brutality. I mean, it's just a sad story. 7:44. Let's move on to our next story. And by the way, you mentioned teachers and everything. Today is World Teachers Day.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Congratulations to all our teachers. We apologize. We don't recognize you so well.
Mm.
But at least some of us will do. If you know any teacher today, please just bless them. I beg of you, if you know, whether it's your former teacher or it's the teacher of your child, just look for something to bless them, even if it's a tin of milk. Just bless them. You know, I've taught before. Teaching is not easy. I taught history. You have to read. If you know you want to do your job, I taught as a youth copper. It's not easy. And we don't seem to recognize it. That recognition is not there. This same Lagos State, rather than make vehicles available, they did some raffle. 7 out of all the teachers in Lagos.
One try now. 7 is more now.
Tell you, let's go there. 7. I do a celebration.
Oh.
Same way we assembled some vehicles and we lined up the judges to come and. No. Politics. Anyway,
let's move on to the Daily Trust newspaper, page 4. Strike FG registers another union to checkmate ASUU.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I think it would be a bit of both. If you like, register 50 unions. It is a pity that the argument of the ASUU strike has now become a labor issue, which it is not. It has drifted partly because, look at even the Labour Minister and the Labour Minister from his attitude. The day I saw him calling a young doctors his sons, what do you call them? Resident doctors.
Mm.
When he said, they are my sons, I knew this was not a serious fellow. I'm sorry to... sometimes you have to be very blunt with these people. You have to get angry with them. And in the middle of all this crisis... The Minister of State, who also would have been part of whatever, is busy being a spokesperson when they could easily have handed this function over to various other people. I mean, the issue is not a labor issue. The issue of the universities, if you like, set up 50 unions. Mm. It's not going to make the universities better. For ASU to call off a strike without achieving what it wants on our behalf, do you understand? It's not solving the problem. But the government has seen the problem now. Ego has set in. So what you want to do, you want to break ASU. Break ASU and then what? If the government is even sincere, it is ASU that is on strike. The universities are not on strike. Mm. Have you quickly released funds for them to equip? I heard somebody who said he got a degree in one of the universities in computer science and didn't see a computer.
This morning. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got a degree in computer science and didn't see a computer. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. So this government they don't understand the issue. Mm-hmm. They've personalized it. It's become a matter of ego. The ASU strike is not a labor issue. ASU just happens to be in the lead of the aspiration of the people to have better universities. And so I was saying to myself this morning that, okay, I mean, this is just a thought that crossed my mind. I'm not recommending it. That, okay, can we just get ASU to go back to school and manage what we have until a new government comes in? Maybe if we have a new government and a new thinking, we can go forward so we don't lose all. It occurred to me this morning.
But ASU had been doing that for 40 years.
Well, if they can just tilt it, you know, because this government is not going to, you see, they are not directly affected. Let us call a spade and not a famine implement. Look at the social media. The kids are graduating in Birmingham, in Oxford, in this and that. They are not affected. And there are now enough, there seem to be enough private universities to take care of the fortunate ones, elite in our country. That's the honest to God truth. If it was a time when the only universities were the federal universities, maybe there would have been a resolution. It appears to me, and I'm sorry, I don't want to raise any alarm, that this country has bound the rest of us to the Philistines. They have grade A, those who can, you know, take care of their kids abroad. Grade B, those who can send them to private universities. And then grade C is the federal universities. How can we hear on national radio? How can we hear on national radio that Nigeria produced a graduate in computer science who never saw it?
He said all the programs that he wrote, he was taught on the board.
I mean, come on.
Not a single computer.
Come on. That's why I said that maybe it just occurred to me that, and I'm sure it was a bit of, you know, panic thinking that, look, because this government won't budge. They won't budge because, you see, the attention of everybody now is on elections and so on and so forth. So they're going to get away with a whole lot of things. And since they have taken a labor approach, I would have thought that with the advent of this strike, the government itself would have set up a committee with ASU and other people. Whilst we're talking about the strike, let us even now see if we can agree policies that will make our universities function better. Because there are two issues. There's the strike on one hand, but the universities must function better on the other hand. And correct me if I'm wrong. Is it that this new union says they won't, part of their mandate is they won't go on strike?
They said they will avoid everything to go on strike.
What kind of a union is that? Who is fooling who?
Even teachers in the UK are going on strike.
Even I can go on strike. Oh my God.
I mean, I didn't want to say that earlier in the morning. Like, just last week, I saw teachers raising placards in the UK saying that. They're not being paid well.
Sheriff, there's a problem.
It's a problem.
There's a larger problem. Some of the thinking you find in public space reflects that this problem we have with education did not just stop now. This is, and I remember then some of us raised an alarm in the 80s that the education was going on a downward spiral. Some of the products of some of that era now is what you say. How can you say you will form a union and you, come on.
They said they would dialogue. They said they would lobby.
Of course you would dialogue and lobby.
As though ASU had not done all of those things.
Do you know, and I'm sorry, I'm just, what you get in the public space, even with some of, even with the elections, if you see some of the things that are coming out of these parties, none is exempt. None. Some of the things, some of the infantile things. Full-grown adults. One was doing a skit with another. Another two was, this guy's almost in their 60s, doing some nonsense skit. I will not invite you to lunch. I will not. Political parties. For 2023 election. Some of the statements that come out. We have a long way to go. I had to tweet the other day that these political parties had better go hire professional agencies to handle their media. Because, and all of them are guilty. Some of the things that come out there, you know, they are so infantile, it's unimaginable. Wala wow. There is a big problem. So this new union now, what are they going to do? They will open the universities, Abi.
I don't know what their move would
be. No, what they're trying to do is to say that, okay, the lecturers will now have, they try to break the strike. Instead of you to look at the larger picture, they're looking about breaking the strike. So you want our universities to continue to function the way they are functioning now.
Basically.
Heaven help Nigeria. Basically. Next one. 60-year-old.
Yeah. Let's take this one. IU chairs stormy meeting. Orders NWC members probe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an update on what we said yesterday. So the news we brought yesterday about the PDP. So what happens now? There was a stormy meeting. And IU chaired the meeting, and others also returned money, others then probed, and so on and so forth. Also, the board of trustees have met with Wike, you know, but that's not, all these things really are none of our business, to be honest with you, and I don't think we should bother ourselves. They will sort themselves out and come to the ring. Ours is to make sure that we take a front seat in the ring, and when it's time for voting, we vote with our feet, our leg, our brains, our eyes. And you can now, you see part of the effects of not having a good government in place. I can now say that, you know, yes, I was one of those who thought that Buhari would make a change. He fell my hand. Because it's not just about infrastructure. They keep pushing. They're going to have, it's nice to have a second Niger Bridge railway functioning. There's no problem with that. But these social sides, education, health, they are the larger issues. I'd rather have those ones sorted out, even without, if you had to choose between the two, without infrastructure. I'd rather have a healthy educational system that is going to produce the best in the continent than have a train. I'm just saying I'd rather, I'm not condemning, you know, what has been done and so on and so forth. Don't get me wrong. Those are beautiful things. Second idea, beautiful things. But in terms of, you know, the important, and in terms of attitude, the attitude of this government for the 8 years, especially of the president, it appears to be non-caring, appears to be. That is the picture that you get. So we have, you have don't be emotional. You have, again, we will keep telling you, next year is an opportunity. You make a mistake next year, you're going to live with it for 8 years, period.
Indeed.
As simple as they're well equipped, well trained, and I must add, well motivated, because we heard that you know, the funny thing is that, you know, I don't need to. And they believe at this point, they believe these guys the real reasons for the retention of our increasingly ineffective centralized policing structure. But I also think that since you don't have a common whatever across the board, make these things in balance and make sure what is good for the goose is also good for the gander. I think we have to look at the better of two evils and just take a risk with it. And make sure that our security, whatever, are armed. It's clear that the federal, they're overwhelmed as it is.
Obviously. We have to go now. We must go. That's our show this morning. What's coming up at 9?
Don't ask me. You know, I drink coffee. I went to the shop yesterday. Yeah. I saw coffee for 4,190. Normal. I don't want to call the brand. So I quickly dropped it like a hot potato. So why you drink
it's coffee.
It's even coffee.
Yes.
This is the scene. When I saw your, cup this morning, I said, this man was going to get the second blend. I'll see you today. We'll see you
next time. Bye. Talk about these days.
I'm going to tell girls something there that you will not repeat this time.
I have a burning passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, they're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.